Reish here is not technically Hilchas Nida, but we were talking about Tznius and things like that, so I thought it's very Lamaisa. So, and we, that's 16, the packets covered Sifrei Kodesh.
What is it?
I don't know. It doesn't have a thing on it. Being a covered Sifrei Kodesh. And then there's another packet, 16i, Agas Abatzig Mem Soh, which, so these two things are related. So we'll see what we can do. It's something that comes up all the time, and people have no clue about this halacha. So I want to clue you in. Yeah.
Ibayilu, Gemara and Shabbos Samach Aleph and Beis. Ibayilu, Kamin, Yesh Behem Kedusha, Odel Me'em Behem Kedusha. So, Kamiya, they was like a piece of parchment, and you had Chayes Shem Hashem, you had some whole, you know, and then it was covered up. You on top of the parchment was a chayes, another piece of parchment. You sewed it together, so it was always covered up. And the shayla of kedusha, not kedusha, etc. So,
to me, it was the old good luck charms.
Yeah, right. So they had, Shev Hashem in it and things like that. So if you look, in Shulchan Aruch, on page 6. In Kut Reish Pei Beis Vav. Shteit, Hakimim, Im Hayu Mechusim, or Mutar Likanes Behem the Beis HaKnesses, Bim Lav Oser.
Beis HaKisem.
Beis HaKisem, sorry. Yeah. So these Kamiim, so they had say Shem Hashem on it. Page 6. The packet of see? So if they were covered up, these parchment were covered up, say, with another piece of leather. So mutar likanis behem lebeis haknesses. Beis hakisim. So sorry. You go to the beis hakisim. Vimlavos. So. So the question is, could you extrapolate from here that everything that has anything that a sitter, dafyomi, these things, as long as it's covered up, you can bring it into the bathroom. So that's how some poskim hold, that's a rabbi body holds, that anything, just like you see by Kamiim. The Kamiim had the other Shabbat Kedusha on it, but since it was covered up.
One covering.
All has to be.
If I have something in my pocket here, that would be the same. Right?
Yeah. One covering.
If I have a cloth in my pocket.
Yeah.
You have. Leather?
It just has to be covered up.
Just a theoretical question.
That's what it was. That's what they used to do.
But wouldn't that be different because the Kamiim, the definition probably, you would see it on the outside if Shem Hashem was there. The question is whether inside, underneath one of the initial coverings, is Shem Hashem.
You had to say Shem Hashem, then you had a piece of leather covering
right.
it up.
If on the top level, Shem Hashem was there, some istama.
No, we're talking about that it's Shem Hashem, and then it's underneath, so covered up.
So in such a case, there's already one covering. So you have another covering on top of that, and you're good.
Same as
Yeah, so all you need is one covering.
Right. is when he says you need one covering, he's talking about that one piece of parchment on top, or in addition to that, another?
No, I didn't say that.
That's just that.
Now, if you look in the Tashbetz, you have to look in Tashbetz, as it seems to me. Yeah, you see how much we learned in the Tashbetz this year. In the new volume, they have like, it's like 3-4 Krachim in the new. Okay. Until then, you could use the library's copy.
The packets.
The packets. On page 3. The top arrow. Mikonis beveis akise sagi bikisui koldehu. So that's what he says. Mikonis beveis akise sagi bikisui koldehu. So that's.
What is he talking about?
Different dvarim shel kedusha, tefillin, things, you know, what you could bring into a bathroom. So he says, as long as it's covered up, you're good. Oh, we'll see. And let's look in the Radvaz. The Radvaz is also very good, isn't it? Someone told me when Rav Vick would go away in the summer, he would never leave the shul for Shabbos, but sometimes he would go away during the week. So he would take a Chuvas Radvaz, and he would go through Chuvas Radvaz. Okay? So the Chuvas Radvaz on page 4. The old ones were like one or two volumes. Yeah. Right, now they became 7 volumes. Yeah. Okay, it's good. I tried to Xerox to you from the nice printing. Yeah. So look in the Tshuva. Shelo Lerodis Yolamdeinu Rabbeinu Mutter Likonis Labeis Hakisei B'Ksovim Sheishvem Midivrei Torah. Right, can you bring different, you know, you have packets, different Torah. So what's the story? Munachim be Flodikara. So he says, look at the end, the last column. Klola de Milsa, Mutar Laniach Savim Sheish Bram, Yanam Shal Torah Betocha Flodikara, Tocheko, Klozu Bavar Alafil Mishnayis, or Ramazim Kovitz Katan Hosidah, So he works with the same klal that anything is mechusa, you can bring into the bathroom.
Could
the cover of the sefer? Could the cover of the sefer?
Could the cover? And Shem Shem is on there.
Maybe.
There's like 5 pages
of shrimp and
the
right. Like the
cover.
The Sharblot and the
Mafteya. Even the world of printed, the initial printed is just blank pages.
Yeah.
Blank pages and the pages who printed it.
This is very important. This is very important for the airport.
Yeah.
When you go to the airport, so you usually have your tefillin, you have this. So, you know, so if there's someone else you're with, we'll watch it for you, fine, but I bring my tefillin into the Talis tefillin into the bathroom all the time in the airport. You know, I don't want to lose it. You know, unless I'm traveling with somebody who's going to watch it for me. But if not, then it's all mechusa.
So 3 times
mechusa, yeah. Yeah, it's mechusa 100 times over.
What if you were to go plastic bag? Is that camera
see through? Okay, so, but it's not see-through. You have the talus bag, you have the... Okay, so that's the now the Rav Machmirim. Who are the Machmirim? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 7, he says, in the Hakimim, im hayu mechusim or mutter likanis behem lebesa kisei, vim la vasser. You will leave the svarn on the posim, bein tarash, shubhusad nedosh bopeb, chol sifrei poskim shut, sifrei musr, also lachnizim levinoz afil, nochim betik afil kishurim bematachas. So he's machmer, he says no. That even if you have them in a tik, and you can't bring them in. Ah, what about kimim? So it says, "Well, don't even kmiyim shem tefurim be'or ve'in omdim klal lipateach." Where maybe you only say that heter by kmiyim because they're sewed, so it's not going to be uncovered. But something that's not sewed closed, then maybe it's not just good a kisui.
They're not spawned.
So the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir. So in other words, the other poskim, the Radvaz, the Tashbetz, they all, Rav Abadi told me he passed in this way, as long as mechusa. So according to that, you know, it's very good. You know, you have a sitter, you have a, so certainly if it's in your pocket, you know, you don't need a double this, double that, aluminum foil, saran wrap, you know, none of that. Just it's in your pockets, or you know, it's all good. If you hold like.
Is he see the Radvaz? I mean, they don't show like he's
right.
Seeing this like on
his own, right?
Like has a shayla,
right? So
and
maybe
like Rishonim him that or
Otanonim who are
Radvaz Hashbeis.
Yeah, who are saying yeah.
He doesn't.
I don't know if he had them.
Is Beis HaKisei more lenient than Tashmish
Amida? Oh, so that we're going to get to that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get to that.
We're
going to get to that too. Getting there.
Yeah.
What about a clean yichud for actual tzibur shakfen?
Yeah. You guys, you got it all. You got it all. Just give me a second. And
there's room when Hasidim is saying kiss for some kiss.
Right. So, okay.
Coming
attractions.
Some say you can't bring coins to the place of peace because it says in God we trust.
Right. Okay, so if you hold like the sheet as we did till now, then it's all.
Can you say adieu and adios in the bathroom?
Rav Moshe has a thing about saying shalom in the bathroom.
Right. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say adieu and adios to people.
Okay. So let me proceed here. Page 9, Eliyahu Rabba. So the Eliyahu Rabba quotes the Machmirim. So he has here the Nachlat Tzvi that was Machmir that you have to have tik betoch tik even for a base kisei. So, and or HaShulchan is from that school of thought.
Is it only about tefillin or is it by anything?
This is by anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
How does that really
arrive?
Is a
Right. Yeah, so him be kmeh.
What is he saying? The kmeh shem bach mi bachot.
צריכים לקמין שעושים לתינוק אז פחות מלכה קרו להם עושה של שם Now there is a Rashba, there's a Gemara in Brachas on Chav Gimel. It says Tera Rabban Rishona Yimanich Betfilim Chorim Asmuchim Veis Akisei Ba Machbar Menotim Asam. They used to go to the bathroom. They would put it in the holes in the wall, and then the mice would eat them, take them. So then they did this, they did that. Then the Gemara says, then the Gemara says, "Belayla also in his film. Belayla also let him come in kiss tefach, menichim." So it says Rashi also let him kiss tefach. The halal tefach hashiv kli, all the hafsik beinam lekarka. So they speak about kiss tefach. That means that you have a bag that you could put your fist in. It's big enough to put your fist in.
That's good for what type of
stuff? So you can fill in or anything. So the question is, what's the kiss tefach for? What do you need the kiss tefach for? So the poskim say that could be different because you're putting it on the floor, like every Tuchman said. So you put it on the floor, then you need. So if you're putting it on the floor, but if you're not putting it on the floor, then not. There's a Mogen Avraham.
What does that have to do with the going to the bathroom of Chalonos part?
The question is, where are you going to put your tefillin when you go to the bathroom?
Well, meaning the whole cheshbon was that you're putting it on the floor, so then that's a different
opinion. Right, so when you're putting it on the floor, then you have to... You need a kiss tefach. So those that... Yes. Again, you know, you're really trying not to do that, you know, but yeah, that's, yeah, take a look in the Mishnah Berurah now, page 13. So the Mechaber says in Mem Gimel Vav, there was involved in the third line. He says you take the tefillin in the bathroom, you put it in a kli that has a tefach. If it's the kli that's miyuchad, if it's a kli that's not miyuchad for the tefillin, even if it doesn't have a tefach. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Ushar Sefarim Ksavim Sheish B'Shemus Imhayu Heim Bekis Shar Lachnisim V'Yesh Omrim. So that you have the sheet that it's. You know, the Radvaz is Mekel. V'Yesh Omrim Devina Davka Tik Toch Tik. That's the Eliyahu Rabba. You always need. So those are the different shittos.
So if you have a regular spoon, like you need a just tefach.
If you want to put it on the floor.
Right.
If you want to put it.
You just want to take it into the basic key, so you can just put it in the tefillin. Keep it in the regular tefillin bag.
Yeah. So if you hold kisui is good enough. And kiss is good enough. If you hold not, then it has to be kiss b'toch kiss. And kiss b'toch kiss means that one of the kisim is not miyucha l'kach. Whenever you hold kiss b'toch kiss, there was some say that even for the bathroom, right? The Eliyahu Rabba says even for the bathroom you kiss b'toch kiss. So then it wouldn't be good enough that it's in the tefillin bag because that's the kiss miyucha l'kach. But if it would be in the tefillin bag, and the tefillin bag would be in the suitcase, that would be okay. But the mice, I think it could be Michael, like Ravadi pointed out, to have that it's covered up, it's okay. If you want to put it on the ground, then you need a kiss tefach, which we always have, because our tefillin bag is going to, you can fit your fist in. So.
Or shopping bag, would be good enough
as
if we want, if we need
kids for tofu,
yeah,
because it's not miyuchad
l'kach. How would you fill
in a bag that's not a tofu? It
has a very small. It's
not the kli that's miuchad for this particular thing.
What's the lashon?
Keli shalo, keli shalahen. Yeah. This is a mug of rum.
So the machaber doesn't require kiss b'toch kiss, does it?
Well, the machaber is.
He just says that if it's a tefach, if it's a kiss tefach, then you can use the regular case and the regular bag. And if it's not a regular bag, you can use even less than.
Mechem b'chliyim hayavu tefach, or b'chliy she'enu kilyan, avol pi she'enu tefach. And the Tzitz Eliezer also has this truva here. Page 14 and 15. He concludes the last of page 14. Page 15. He says, Zos Torah Sa'alocha Allah Meyotzis Mekololim Levion Shulay Senu Demutu Lekadis Leis Akisei Asiyat Tzrochem Kisvei Chidushay Torah Shebekiso. But you can have different Torah in your pockets. Bein shem tzoyim ban tafa or bein yasek tzava. Bein tzoyim levadam v'devzel v'atshem tzoyim bekis mechusim sagi. Anything in your pocket is mutter. I mean, that's the touch baits, that's the... And I think there's a mugging of... This thing about the floor, I think there's a mugging of rum, I believe.
So you're talking about the tefach. The shulchan you described before is that you only need the tefach if it's a chilion. If it's a chilion, even if it's not a tefach. That's the point for the bathroom. So even if you're going to the bathroom, I'm just going to excuse me, if you're going to the bathroom, if it's mechusa, He said it's okay, but here it says he needed tefach also.
Right. So I think the one that we ever get a mug of rum.
A newspaper.
Like bring on the commentator. Sometimes.
Commentator.
Yeah. Sometimes has Torah in it. Would that, if as long as let's say, if you don't need to, let's say, a restroom or a bathroom, you have, like, if you don't open to that page, is the other pages covering it considered covered?
Else you wrote those in the paper.
Yeah. You're saying that you're reading the other section. The other section is covered up.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, in other words, it's you're reading some ad or something like that.
Parsha section of the Jewish.
Jewish, whatever.
But you're reading the news.
But that would make me mean the idea that the being sown by Kriya makes me more confident in such a thing. In this case, that's a big accident in terms of the day.
Yeah.
Seems like,
and for Shamus, Rav David Feinstein told me for Shamus you could put it with the rest of the papers. Rav David Feinstein told me that all these newspapers that have Divrei Torah and stuff like that, you could just throw it out. I mean, put it with the other papers and the recycle, you know, but you don't have, it's not Shamus, basically. You don't put it together with the garbage, mom.
Let's say it has an English article on Divrei Torah, how could that not be classified as Shamus?
Because he holds
he holds
that anything that's for temporary use is not shameless. Okay, I'm not saying whenever I say something, I don't claim that it is only one sheet about anything, but you know, I tell you what I've heard and what I am not telling.
Are we more vocal about the Victoria than
Yeah, I mean, Rav David thought even if it has Shem Hashem, it also doesn't have.
If you print the Sefer Torah, so
if you write Shem Hashem on blackboard.
Yeah, packet, yeah.
So you can write it.
Yeah, that's a yeah. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, the Magen Avraham. What sif was that? Mem Gimel? Vav. Yeah. Yeah, and the Magen Avraham. Yeah, and Yud Gimel. Sif Kot and Yud Gimel, the Magen Avraham. And Emo Tefak, Batel, Gabit Film, came into Kilium. Iksheb Chidush Yerashba, that my love, Shin Shal Film. Or shall tefillin matzil have a piece of mechubrahen? Closer came his pachas mitefach. It was the Rashba that's in the packet here. Says that the shin and tefillin is kedusha, so that's a problem. But if it wouldn't have been for the shin and tefillin, then the or shall tefillin it covers up the parshas. So. So what's the idea of needing tefach, even though it's not a tefach? To my Rishachol, so he says, "Chli havi tefach chashiv ol lafsig beinam l'karka." So that's he writes that. In other words, the din of tefach is a din for karka. If you don't need karka, then all you need is mechusa.
So that's not on the floor. You just need mechusa.
Yeah, except if you hold like.
You gotta put on the
karka,
so then you need
that it should be like mufsuk from the karka.
And
the tefach.
And that doesn't matter.
Kaylee, not Kaylee.
How do you read this
all in Shabbat? Yeah. What page?
13. Okay.
No,
it's only for basic pieces.
Yeah. I love this. So looks like basically, yeah, of some kind of shame. Case of
yes.
Case of yes, eh? Menichim b'chli. Kitzi has a cholzon and menichim b'chli. Im hayabo tefach. O b'chli she'enu kilyon. Avol b'she'en bo tefach. He's saying that if it's a, if it doesn't have a tefach, it's batel gabi the tefillin. So it's like
because it's killing.
Right. And if it's
meaning kisoy stam without the hesek doesn't work, it's kelyon.
Right.
That'll just be bata.
Right.
So if it's not, meaning if it's on the carpet, you always need tefach.
Right.
Because you need it to be mukhusa on the carpet.
Right.
If you're only
basic kisoy,
then you need it to be mukhusa.
Right.
So, but mukhusa doesn't work if it's kelyon, so it's bata, so right. Then you need tefach for there also.
Right. Right. But so atzvillin. So let's take atzvillin. Atzvillin, we have a tefach.
It's a kelyon and it's a tefach.
Tefach, so it's good.
That's good.
And anyway, usually a lot of people, you know, put it in also in the talus. So it's
bigger.
It's bigger.
No,
but
I'm
just
going to
be a lot for a second.
Atzvillin,
don't talk about your shit in a bag. Right. So if it would be kelyon. It would have to be tefach, because if we kill it and less than a tefach, then it wouldn't be good.
It would be
bata.
Now, our cylinders, when it's there, are bigger, most of our cylinders.
Right, so the bag would be.
Definitionally.
It's bigger.
It seems that the
Shabur
and the Be'alach seems to be saying that the tefach is the thickness of the kli, not the ear. You see, that's what he says, that
the
kli, the
tefach, you
put it on the
karka, and
the
kli,
the tefach, hashabah, kli, oil,
the
half-seed, the kli, the karka.
Yeah, in other words,
the ear's based in the back.
Yeah, no, the ear's
based. Actual kli is
no. It means it's considered like a mokum choshev b'fnei atzmo, since you can fit a tefach into the bed.
I hear you, but if it's on the ground, it's 2 inches from the ground, because the bag is.
Rashi and Limar.
Right,
he says halal tefach. The choshev hakli ogav has halal.
Okay, so that's bathrooms. Now the next part of this packet is Tashmish Amita. Yeah.
What about our bathrooms?
Yes, yeah, so our bathrooms is a whole question whether our bathrooms have a din based kisei anyway. You know, so many hold that it doesn't. So, but even if you want to say it does, but anyway, we have. So that's maybe another tzad. Okay, take a look in the Gemara on page 16. Bar Brachas Chafayim Beis. The Tanya Bayis Sheish Bo Sefer Torah Tefillin. So if you have Sefer Torah Tefillin in the room, Bayis means the room. It doesn't mean the whole, like Rabbi Nachman Coleman put down the poskim, it means the room. So if you have Sefer Torah in your room, or Tefillin, you can't be Meshamish Mitaso. Atche Yotziyim Oshi Yenichim Kli B'tochli. So this is where we see the din of Kli B'toch Kli. See, Kli B'toch Kli doesn't appear in the Gemara Lagabe bathroom. That's what we some achronim a machmir, Rabba, and maybe Baruch HaShulchan, whatever, a machmir. So you need kli b'toch kli. Amar Abaye loshanu alo b'kli she'enu kilyan. Aval b'kli she'u kilyan afilu asar money kichad mon adami. In other words, you need two kleilim, and one of them has to be something that is not miyuchad. So, say, for example, a tefillin bag, so it's all miyuchad l'kach. So that wouldn't be kli b'toch kli.
So if
even if it's tefach. So if you need kli b'toch kli, that would be a problem. So you would have to cover it up with something else, like put a shirt over it or something like that.
And that means the Sefer Torah would only need one, because the Torah, the cover itself, even though it's miyuchad, would count as one.
You mean the cover of the Sefer Torah?
The Sefer Torah.
Okay, that could be. Yeah.
Because he believed it's a tefach.
That if you have, say, a box of svarim, and then you cover it with a shirt or something like that, that's good. That's kli b'toch kli. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, tzorech latzos lo mechitza asara. That Sefer Torah, you need mechitza asara between you and the Sefer Torah if you want to be mishamish.
That obviates the need for kiss
without kiss. Right. I'm like Magram Shubalevi. Amen. I'm Shubalevi. The place, the base achrina. Mar isle base achrina. I'm a lay lava datai. Maybe if you have another room to go into, then you shouldn't even rely on that. Yeah, so.
So you put it in the drawer.
Also, the shamish mitnatu b'fnei kol adam. Okay, that's a separate thing. I feel on the hefsek mechitza. Right? One of them can't be shamish mitaso if there's somebody else in the room, if he's awake. And if they tino, she knew she yedel adaber muter. So the issue is if the person's awake. Other people are sleeping, then it's mutter. I mean, usually you wouldn't do such a thing, but at a tinok, as long as he doesn't know how to speak yet, then everything is mutter. Okay, then by sheish bo sefer Torah o chumashim asuim glila. Bayis that has, say, Fetor Chumashim, or Chumash means just a bracious, you know, but it means that it's done on parchment, rolled up.
Yeah.
Also, L'shamish B'Rachi Yasa B'Fad of Mechitza. So you need a Mechitza. Yushlo Bayis Acher, also as you say, if you have another Bayis Acher, then it's also until you take it out. Mishpot tefillin of svarim
Afilu shel Talmud osur ashi yivneim kli b'toch kli. So tefillin svarim you need kli b'toch kli. Afilu shel lo yesheini miyuchad lahem. Miyuchad lahem afilu emeyek echad. So that's why, people point out that, when people are single, they usually keep all their svarim in their bedroom. And then when they're married, it's also to keep the svarim in the bedroom. So you keep the svarim out of the bedroom. The question is, what about the mezuzah? What about the mezuzah? So usually, a lot of rooms, you shut the door, so the mezuzah is on the other side. But it doesn't always work that way. Some rooms, the mezuzah is in, so what do you do? So we're going to look at a room. So I'm pushing the gun, how mezuzah tzarech l'chassas kli toch kli. So kli toch kli is not so simple. Yeah, but it's miyuchel l'kach.
And the cover is...
It's all miyuchel l'kach. So I think the stipler did something, which I think is the pasha pshat, even though most people don't. On top of the mezuzah, he had a nail, and then he would put a chais, like a shirt, on the nail, and then it would be mezuzah. Kli, tok kli.
Because you can have a regular one.
So all those regulars are count as one.
Right.
If you have 10, but it's miyuchel.
Right.
How does that work with the wall on the back side? Meaning the wall on the back side is miyuchel. So like it's only covered. You don't have to worry about covering the part that's sitting against the wall. Meaning you have the cover for the mezuzah, which is nailed into the wall, which means it's always
the covering
the
is. Yeah, but when you put a shirt there.
But that covers the front part of it, but it's still not covered. Not covered on all the sides. Like you said, you have to put the chumash in something.
The wall is not. I don't know if you say the wall is considered miyuchad. The wall is there. The wall is.
If I put something in between the plastic and the case, which is not miyuchad for this purpose, there should be.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
The Gemara said you have to argue with the spark.
So that's the simple pshat. What the stipler did, but there are other poskim that are makel. What does he mean? You makel. So Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman pointed out to me that there are three other mahalchim. I'm not convinced of any of the three, but Lemaisa he told me it could be so much. On these three mahalchim.
By mezuzah.
So, what are the three mahalchim? So, the Or HaShulchan, on page 27, says that you don't need anything, because the Torah is mechayev mezuzah, and the Torah realizes this is what you do in the room. So Mamela, it's built in that it's mutter. Took on page 27. On the bottom, the second column, the last three lines, Manias Daiti. Manias Daiti and the Varm Timum Baodim Kain Hashat Saposkim Shetzrichu Kli Toch Kli Betfilan Usvarim Lama Lohiskiru Mezuzah. Right, in other words, Magad Ram, he means the earlier Poskim. Like, you needed the Magad Ram to discover the world. Tur Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. So you could say, there is a shita that holds that
a married couple's bedroom doesn't need a mezuzah.
Why is that?
Because just like a bathroom doesn't need a mezuzah. Because you tash mishon and shal kavod, so we don't follow that shita. But there is a shita like that. When I gave Hilchus mezuzah, whatever, there's a shita like that. In fact, when I go to a lot of people's houses to check the mezuzahs in the heights, some homes, the only place you really can make a bracha is on the bedroom, because that's the only big room in the house that has a door. So, akdekach, that I follow the shita that not only it's chaya, but you can even make a bracha. Maybe if there's other rooms that would be big with a door, maybe taka, you should be choshish at least to gabi the bracha. But lemaisa, so he says like this. So how come they didn't mention it? So he says, Father, he says the Torah. The Torah gave us a mitzvah of mezuzah. Also gave us a mitzvah of per reverbia. So what do you want from me? What do you need kisi ba'almo? So he says, well, it's nichlal that's mutter. Okay, so if you say it like that, then, obviously the Magen Avraham didn't hold like that, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan's svara. So that's one svara. Then you have the svara of the Chachmas Adam.
The second one is that somehow they could not need the mezuzah altogether.
Who's the first one?
That's part of the first one.
I only said one svara. For this cooler. In other words, some whole married couple's room doesn't need a mezuzah b'chlal. We assume it does. So nichlal, so in the Torah's tzivoy is that you have to have a mezuzah in the room, and you have to have a chiyuv of peruv room. So al korcha, the Torah's mitzavet both. So you could say, well, the Torah's only mitzavet if you do it kli b'tochlu, but he says, no, Pashas says these two chiyuvim. So the Torah says that's not considered to have a Sefer Torah. What do you do having a Sefer Torah there? That's not part of the chiyuv that you should have a Sefer Torah in your room. But if the Torah is mitzaveh, mezuzah in the room, and it's mitzaveh that this is things that you should be doing in the room, so then it's mutter.
How do you know the Torah is mitzaveh on this room?
The Torah's so if you hold like the sheet is that this is every married couple's bedroom is like a bathroom, then in a kanami. But if we're not assuming like that, then it's nichlal. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So it's understood that it's mutter. It's mechase. It's okay. Mechase. And the Chochmas Adam. Says another chiddush on page 25, last two lines. He says, "Nearly the bein b'mezuzah oshar svarim also mitchil abeis kelim sheichashiv echad lekli b'tachli on shekarach mezuzah b'niyar achakach enicha b'tik shelo muter." Whereas if you did it b'kavana to be chaytzitz. In other words, if you say kli b'tachli, it's just if this is what happened. But if you did it with kavana, you put it specifically b'tchila, base kalim, that it should be kli b'tachli, so that.
So you have kavana, but chiyush shouldn't be considered kilyan.
Right.
It's like you're.
Negative.
You can use the kilyan as a non kilyan.
Yeah.
So when they have that plastic over the mezuzah, maybe they do it for that reason?
Yeah, maybe. Or you can put, the aluminum foil and
inside the box?
Yeah.
Like,
technically speaking, it could be that the plastic, between the plastic and the cover, maybe that's already...
Part of
Yeah, but I was choishet to do it, to do something that wouldn't be there anyway. To take two pieces of aluminum foil, cover it over. Well, you had to come to my mikvosh here. Because we assume that tap water is Mayim Shuvim. So even though, why is tap water Mayim Shuvim? It's all Mechubel Karka. So there are some shitas that hold and other not. But that's not the mainstream view.
Mainstream.
Okay. So you have the Aruch HaShulchan, and you have the Chochmas Odom, and now, as Rabbi pointed out, the Alter Rebbe. Where's the Alter Rebbe? No. Yeah. Schuso Yogen Aleinu. The Alter Rebbe. Okay, whatever it is. So the Alter Rebbe, where is he? There we go. Take a look on page 28. So he says here that on the last line, 28. At the bottom of 28. On the top of the Kuntres Achron. He says, so he talks about mezuzah. He says, if you have glass, it's not good. Steam is chuchis, and well, it's shekeva, and shemezuzah, nirez, derech, has chuchis. Also, kimosha, also, erev, rashoshis. So the tzarich stima gemura shein mezuzah nearest mitochah. Right, you can't have a glass. If you have a glass covering, and then it is tashmish, so then that's not right. Yeah. So gam sheishalom shach mi shehitzri kli toch kli vol hitzri chelab kli levad. Sheinu mevat lo shom. Sheinu mo l'stam petichas. Nekev hakos al bayis shaloi hakol ma shem sof ani do kiu b'toch habayis. Yeah, no, go further up. Yeah, take a look. Let's look from the beginning of Sif Hei on page 28. Im ha-mezuzah kvua b'fnim b'cheder yeshe mishamatzu chli b'toch chli. Hayin chosu b'ez kitzui. That's the Magen Avraham. Yeah, Magen Avraham. Im yesh chuchis al shem dai p'risas suderechat al chuchis. Yesh misha omer shem zuzah kevin shekvua kula b'kosel v'ibu ala nekev b'lvad dai sheyistom is a nekev at chatik ha-shava of davar achesh shemvad lo shom v'in tzorech kli b'toch kli l'fi shakosel cholok rushus la'atzmo chol ma shebesochu k'she'in nekev pasuch misham l'bayis. Which is considered Rishus Bifnei Atzma. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael they put it in the wall, right, in some places. But here, even if it's not in the wall, if you mechaber it to the wall, the Kosel, I guess, above Yitvachim, whatever, it's considered Rishus Bifnei Atzma.
Why don't you say the base chuvas also?
Because l'maisa, it can't be nira. It's a separate thing, it can't be nira.
Okay.
Whereas even if it's just b'chatzma, if you say it's still not covered there. So l'maisa, Rav Goodman said to me, between these three coolers, you could be mako. Even though you could, you know, each cooler in itself is a chiddush. You could still.
So what does he do to does he combine all three together? You have to basically combine all three coolers.
No, so we do. You know, so some rooms in the Heights, so they have the Tzuras HaPesach is in the room. Right? In other words, you have the first door, and then there's another Tzuras HaPesach in the room. So then that's in the room. So then that might require a mezuzah there. Some rooms, it's just the first one, and the door shut, and then it's outside. Some is, you have the door, and then you walk two, three steps, and then there's another Tzuras HaPesach there. So these are three mahalchim. And the stipler, I don't think it was so much in any of these three. Just put a shirt on top of the put a nail on top of the mezuzah, and then you have to remember to hang the shirt. That's if you want to be a purist. And not, words, all these things are interesting chidushim. Each one.
You sell these nice little coffers. They go on. Little.
So you don't want to make it miyuchad look
out. Not miyuchad. You'll say ain't a miyuchad.
Yeah, but if it's not you're making the coffer, you come for this, then it'd be.
Okay.
So again, either that's the mitzvah, so there's no. I mean, even the Rosh Hashanah says you should put a kisui. That's the mitzvah. So there's no. Or see, the Mogen Avraham is the first one to say that you have a problem here. Yeah, and then the Rosh Hashanah says you don't have a problem. Because the Torah is Mitzavet. So this is the Kach Tzivsa HaTayr. That's the Rosh Hashanah. And the Chachmas Adam says if you have Kavana to do it L'Shem. It's Miuchel L'Kach, but you have Kavana. Like Rabbi Tachman said, you have Kavana that it shouldn't be Miuchel L'Kach. It's a Kiddush. And the third thing is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's a Rishus B'fnei Atzma.
The room is Rishus B'fnei
Atzma. No. The walls are. Could be also that it's above 10 Tfachim, whatever.
Yeah. The Tzuras HaPesach and the room are two different things, basically.
Yeah.
In other words, the walls are chosets, the mezuzah itself. Is that the point?
In other words, it's either in the wall or attached to the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I was going to do this packet today. I don't know what my halamina was. 16i. This packet that Scott Hoberman wanted me to do because he sort of shocked to mention the idea of. We're not finished with this one. We're not finished yet. About if you have a big shrum shrunk, is that considered a reshus b'fnei atzmo to be chotzes? So a lot of times you have these big. A lot of times people have guest rooms. They're not thinking in these terms. So and then they have guest rooms is a good place to put a extra bookshelf. Because, you know, throw it in the guest room, you know, and then there's a whole guest room. So then it becomes a problem if the person's shamish mitasa over there.
Is
there
a smart trunk meaning not a bookcase? Or yes, a bookcase.
That is what a bookcase, yeah. Panim Eros says the Tshuva on page 33. Page 35. The question is, is there any heter if the couple is covered up? As they go under the covers. So he says, So he says a thing that the whole thing is it shouldn't. This is Leirba Erba's Dover, that it shouldn't be Svarim connected in Erba. So if the husband and wife are covered up, they're under the covers, then maybe that could be okay. So Matzino Hetes Ebishim Poisik. So we don't usually accept this heter. By any rule, the time the bais sheish bo sefer Torah or svarim who kodesh, for also lasos b'bayis that davar shehu bizayim b'kisvei kodesh. That's why sefer Torah you don't use any kisvei; it has to be dafka mechitza. Oh, and it's only if ein lo bayis acher.
That's what
I'm saying.
So
it's
not
midin machitza,
it's just midin.
Right, so.
No, it's
a separate thing.
Not midin
kisoy,
not midin.
It should still be
kisoy,
though?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going to be in the next packet. Okay, but it's tamidin that. Like, if I just make it, they don't see it.
Right, but
it's okay.
No. You know,
it's not midin
machitza,
and it's not midin
kisoy.
It's just.
So I think you need both in the end.
But in roa hamita, they look.
Right, that was he saying originally. That was his original thing. That all you need is that you shouldn't row it. You shouldn't.
But if you have if you don't have a machitza by sefer Torah, a kiss but tal kiss is good, right?
By sefer Torah.
Yeah. You have the choice: either a machitza sasara or kiss but tal kiss, right?
Yeah. In the rear, the base.
Sefer Torah.
You have the same problem when you.
So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? We say Sefer Torah.
You have the same problem. It doesn't get addressed in the room.
No.
Right.
One sec. Let's go slowly. Shulchan Aruch says by Sefer Torah. Also, the Shamash says, "What is mechitza?" Mishlo b'ayis acher also hashisena. So, b'sefer Torah, you need a mechitza.
Kiss
not
good enough.
No. And the mechitza only is if you have no other option.
Ideally, you put it in another room.
What?
Ideally, you should put it in another room.
Right. You should be in another room right now.
Or we should.
A shirt, like an undershirt, be a double, at in and of itself be a double cover because there's the fact that it's just like a folded over sheet, there's really two layers, meaning you have a front, what would be the front and the back of a person who's wearing it.
No.
So it's like.
One thing.
It's different than a folded over sheet.
Folded over sheet is one thing also. Okay. The kiss tough kisses. In other words, chorah it would to be omeid arum if nei svarim probably would also not be proper. But then you wouldn't need probably there would be one kiss that would be enough.
And cover.
What?
Cover the zayin.
Cover the safe, maybe we can talk about that. Okay, I think we're going to stop here now. There's a couple more things in this packet, and I think next time we should do 16i, because that's... one or two things. Okay.
A person gets undressed in his room. Why is that not a problem?
Why is that only there? So, they
shouldn't be swarmed then. I'm saying the mezuzah I'm talking about.
So what about the mezuzah? Because the mezuzah is covered.
Then we talk about single guys?
The single guys get swarmed though.
Right. So you're saying if they.
So they get dressed in the room.
I'm saying it's the same problem that 5%
of
the gains are undressed,
because
this probably wasn't
helping. Right, would it be proper to maybe an economy? I mean, only the Arab itself.
Right.
Okay, an economy.
So, is it a problem or is
that
a problem?
I would think to be Megali Arab in front of a... say. Our mezuzah is usually covered up.
But that didn't help me
by the Pashu Shemitah. So Pashu Shemitah is a separate din. No, there's a big difference between Pashu Shemitah and Omer Arum. The Gemara never, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Omer Arum. No, Pashu Shemitah is a more chomedic din. It's more than just Arum. Okay.
So what?